Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I live in the capital city of the great state of Texas, Austin, literally in the geographic center of the state. I am deep in the heart of Tejas. I'm a Texian, I guess you could call me. And this scandal has been raging for a year. The fact that a youth commission all over the state raping children, selling them out for prostitution, it's much worse than what you hear on the national news. And I even know stuff that's on the inside. I mean, it's hell on earth. It's hell on earth here. And it's in the paper yesterday, 2 days ago, on the front page of the Statesman, where also 94% of the terms were extended, or 93%. They never let the young people out of juvenile. But it's also the CPS system with the small children, torturing them, raping them, abusing them. No investigations are done. No one's held accountable. Federal numbers, CPS workers are 5 times more likely to abuse children than any other group. I mean, it's well known. That's where the smart pedophiles go. They go to be truancy officers, school teachers, school principals. But nowhere do you see higher numbers than in truancy officers. And this is basic criminology, by the way, folks. Go buy a few textbooks on it to know your enemy. And so they can get away with all this. Now, in the past, this wouldn't spread because, you know, higher up, at least the criminals running things knew to keep control of this, or it would blow up into a scandal. Well, they can't really do that because, you know, you got Mark Foley up there running things, and that pervert running the missing and exploited children operation. Well, we've had 2 different deputy directors of Homeland Security involved in pedophilia. Basically, this is how you join the club with these folks. And if they're not in on it, they're busy covering it up. Headline from WorldNet Daily, he also writes for Human Events. He's Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's an expert on the North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership. We're always honored that he contributes on short notice to this transmission. Embattled Attorney General now accused in sex scandal cover-up. Attorney General Gonzalez among officials who allegedly ignored abuse of minor boys. So he's getting in trouble over this petty stuff with U.S. attorneys. But the Democrats won't touch this stuff because Barney Frank's involved in it too, the congressman. He doesn't get in trouble for trying to set up Border Patrol agents to stop enforcement. He doesn't get in trouble for all he gets in trouble for all these things that, you know, don't matter. But this stuff does. And it says Attorney General Gonzalez among officials who allegedly ignored abuse of minor boys. And joining us with a great 7-page article, a lot of research, is Jerome Corsi. Jerome, we got about 2 minutes till we break, but in a nutshell, how did you nationally get onto this story?
Well, Alex, pleasure to be with you.
Thank you.
I've been following, as you know, Johnny Sutton and the Attorney General Gonzalez and their prosecution of Ramos and Campion, two Border Patrol agents that are in federal prison for having fired their weapons after a fleeing drug smuggler. And as I get deeper and deeper into it, more cases develop. I mean, the Gil Hernandez case, the deputy sheriff that fired after a van of speeding illegal aliens that tried to run him over. So now we're clear that what's going on is a pattern of political prosecutions coming out of the Attorney General's office through the U.S. attorneys. And the most recent is this Texas Youth Commission case, all the statewide abuse of boys going on by the personnel who run the TCY facility.
And it's a club. It's not just a few people. It's a club.
Oh, it's a systematic club. There's no question about it. They hired people with felony records. They were recruited into the system. I'm convinced of it. This was a free-for-all sex party that was being run by the pedophiles who were running the Texas Youth Commission. And it was knowledgeably being done and covered up so that when it got to Johnny Sutton's office and Attorney General Gonzalez, they both declined prosecution.
Yeah, they're too busy prosecuting valiant Border Patrol agents.
Exactly. They can't be bothered with a massive pedophile scheme throughout the Texas correctional institutional system.
Unbelievable. He writes for WorldNet Daily and Human Events. We've got links to those sites up on InfoWars.com. He's Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's also a best-selling author. We'll be right back with his inside scoop on this nightmare.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's how it works a lot of times, is you're doing one investigation on the prosecutor, Johnny Sutton, going after innocent Border Patrol agents, and you find yourself in a whole nother galaxy of evil. And systematic with the CPS and young children right up to teenagers running the info I have, prostitution out of these facilities. He's written a detailed report, embattled AG, now accused in sex scandal cover-up, Attorney General Gonzalez among officials who allegedly ignored abuse of minor boys. And this is big news in Texas, but they're doing their best job they can to whitewash it. Dr. Corsi writing for Roland Daily and Human Events. Again, we have links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to this story. Break down for us exactly how, in your research, exactly how bad this is. You said a pedophile club, you have to be a felon, basically, to even join the club. And it's the same thing in Florida, by the way, folks. Break this down for us.
Well, Alex, let's make sure everybody listening understands exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about first started in a Texas Youth Commission Correctional Facility in Pyote, West Texas. It's out way out in West Texas by Odessa. And this facility, the two top people at it were both known felons or criminals or had sexual misconduct in their backgrounds. One of the two of them even used to like to look at nude pictures of men and women on his state computer at the facility. They organized to rouse the children out of their beds, and the inmates in this facility are boys aged 10 to 19 and have all-night sex parties with them. And then what they would do is, of course, threaten the boys. They extend the terms of the boys, either to punish them for not participating or maybe because they liked them and wanted to keep
them
around.
Well, the Front of the Statesman on Saturday reported 93% had their sentences extended. Now, let's be clear. In Texas, under this web of evil, because they built all these prisons everywhere, they have judges who have huge facilities with their name on it when they're still in office. They're like gods around here, literal demigods ruling and worshipped by the people that feed this system. And what they do is, you get sent to juvie now in this state for the most petty of offenses. Please continue.
Well, and so these two administrators were running this facility and running basically a sex club out of it to their own benefit. And anyone they would hire, anyone throughout the system, it turns out, because this is just not located at one facility in Pio, Texas, but I'm being told by the governor's office today and by the spokesperson brought into the Texas Youth Commission in order to help communicate how they're trying to solve this problem, which is going to be horrendous.
It's called Special Master.
Special Master.
Master.
It's an odd term, isn't it, Alex? Well, at any rate, this is an entire system-wide problem. There's over, right now, after they started investigating it, they really only started investigating this at the end of February, so they're less than a month into the investigation.
Thousands of cases.
They've got 1,200 files that have been opened. They've already made 3 arrests. There are dozens statewide of the correctional facility administrators, guards, and other personnel.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, as bad as this sounds, it's far worse with the CPFs and those holding facilities.
Well, and they're saying that the staff involved is at the highest to the lowest levels. Basically sounds like you wouldn't get hired in one of these facilities unless you were a pedophile.
Dr. Corsi, sorry to interrupt, but I have to add this. Remember the scandal 3-4 years ago in Florida with the 3,000 missing kids grabbed by CPS?
Yes, I do remember that.
And the top 3 guys were child rapists running it?
Yes, I remember that very well.
Now I'm going to shut up and go back. Please restate what you said.
Well, what I'm saying here is that you've got a culture of pedophilia that is at the core of the Texas Youth Commission. And what that means is you won't get hired or you won't stay as an employee of the Texas Youth Commission unless you're willing to participate in the boy rape that's going on or keep quiet about it. And that's the whole deal. It becomes a culture in which all the inmates know, all the employees know, that it's the whole purpose of these facilities functioning is for sodomy and other sexual abuse of the minor boys who are the inmates.
Now, have you come across the intel? Because I have somebody working in this office who knows a guard who quit, and this was years ago, because they were prostituting the children out.
Well, you know, Alex, if you could get to me any concrete information on that, I'm now in touch as of today.
Yeah, but these people are all scared, Kevin.
Well, just get me anything they can go on. Get you in a name.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll
if you point me in the right direction, I'll get the investigators pointed at it. Because I've been talking to them all day long since I wrote this article yesterday. I've been interviewing all the spokesmen for the Texas Youth Commission and the governor's office. I've got, you know, now several hours.
I mean, it's just well known in Texas that a large portion of your state workers that work at these places and the CPS are a giant pedophile ring. I mean, that's always been known. I mean,
and Alex, when you think about this. Here you get a boy who's put into one of these facilities. So they're incarcerated. They may call it a school, but you're in prison.
And they learn that a bunch of buckets of maggot pus run things.
And you're either going to participate. If you talk about it, if one of these kids, 10 years old, that's the first age they're put in these facilities, up to 19. If you talk about it, if you tell your parents or you tell authorities, you're not going to be believed. You're going to be punished. It's the kind of thing you can't speak about, and you can't escape.
Now, remember 2 years ago, tens of thousands of names of pedophiles the police got, but then it turned out that the large portion of them was police and judges, so it got shut down. Remember that?
Yes, I do. And you know,
folks, we're dead meat. The country's gone. Jerome, I don't even know why we're even talking about it now. I mean, Satan runs things. We're now living in fruitcake land.
Well, you know, yeah, Alex, you've got a Texas Ranger in this thing, a guy named Brian Brzezinski. And he is out there in West Texas, and somebody comes into his office or calls him and complains about this sexual abuse going on. And he investigates it. He creates a file. He opens his file on, you know, February 23rd, I think it is, 2005. And he then undertakes a campaign to get anybody to listen to him to try to prosecute this. He goes to the Ward County DA, a guy named Randall Reynolds. He doesn't want to do it. He says there's nothing involved here. Over a two-year period of time, Brzezinski, this Texas Ranger, takes the case to Greg Abbott, the Attorney General of the state of Texas. Greg Abbott doesn't do anything. He takes it to Johnny Sutton, the U.S. Attorney in El Paso. Johnny Sutton doesn't do anything. Johnny Sutton's office writes a stupid letter that says that there's no civil rights violation unless the boy feels pain, basically.
Oh, so doesn't even deny the raping's going on.
No, he does not deny that it's going on.
Hell, they might as well just institutionalize it.
He just says, I don't have enough here. It says not enough evidence to do anything. I can't prove that these boys felt pain. So I will just have maybe a one-year sentence that I can go after. I decline. And then it goes to Attorney General Gonzalez. It goes to the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department, and they decline prosecution.
And notice this is a guy that writes memos saying children can be tortured.
That's right. Well, this is, now, here you've got this Texas Ranger Brzezinski running this campaign. And finally, I'm convinced he finally just leaked the report to the Dallas newspapers, and a few of the newspapers in Texas covered this in February, and it started blowing up. I got a hold of it. I got a hold of it last Thursday and Friday, and of course we have it up now as a lead article on WorldNet Daily, so it's up nationwide, and this lid has been blown on this case totally as a result. I watched the videotape of a Texas Senate hearing in which Brzezinski detailed how for 2 years no prosecutor in Texas would listen to him. They didn't want to touch the case. U.S. Attorney did not want
to
touch it.
And that shows that they know it's systemic throughout the system.
Yes, and also, even if you look at Sutton's letter or the criminal justice letter, they all acknowledge it's going on. They all say it's going on. They say, we don't want to prosecute. But they do not say that there's no
evidence. Well, you know what? I don't even want to cover it. It's disgusting. It makes your stomach turn. But you've got to, or this is going to continue.
You've got to cover it. You've got to cover it. We've got to cover it. And then, you know, what this says is, you put this to Johnny Sutton's office, an attorney, General Gonzalez, and it puts a new light and dimension on the fact that political prosecutions are what are coming out of the Justice Department right now. Because Johnny Sutton is the same guy who, when, you know, the Mexican consulate writes a letter, goes and prosecutes Ramos and Campion, two Border Patrol agents, for violating the civil rights of a fleeing drug smuggler.
Well, don't forget, Gonzalez is a former Enron lawyer and on one of the big state courts, so he's a big boy here in Texas. He knows all about it.
Well, and also then they go prosecute, you know, Gil Hernandez in Rock Springs, Texas, the deputy sheriff. He fired after a van of fleeing illegal aliens that were trying to run him over. And now Gonzalez is in federal prison, and of course, the illegal alien who was in that van, one of the women who got shot in the cheek from a ricocheting bullet or a fragment, she now has an attorney, and she's going to sue Gil Hernandez, Sheriff Letzinger, and the town of Rock Springs.
You know,
county.
When a citizen runs and the police shoot at him, it's no big deal, but then when it's a precious illegal alien, it's like a three-alarm fire.
Well, or put it in this context, Johnny Sutton, at the behest of the Mexican government, can and does take on himself to file a civil rights violation case against law enforcement authorities.
But we got 10-year-old boys getting raped by demons, and it's not. And they just say, well, that maybe they like it, you know.
In fact, Johnny Sutton's letter basically said, maybe the kids here have consented, and we can't prove that they were really hurt.
Oh, yeah, when you're a prisoner, maybe they're consenting. Yeah, maybe it'll just be the new thing that when you go to prison. Listen, folks. I've been in juvenile, okay? One time I was sent to Terrell when I got in a fist fight and the guy went to the hospital and I had to go to court because when somebody goes to the hospital in a coma, you go to jail. And I was in juvenile one time and had the jail guards tell me he wanted to have sex with me. And I told him, I said, my dad will kill you. You are dead. And he just closed the door and went on down the hall to rape somebody else. And he knew it, too. I told him, you will die. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. Look at this. This is a letter here. I would speculate that the political powers in Texas and Washington and the Republican Party were not interested in the sex scandal coming to light. Sutton and Gonzalez let their political responsibilities outstrip their legal responsibilities, and as a result, you had children who were in danger of sexual abuse and were left in that danger. Well, it's like DynCorp and Halliburton. It was in the Chicago Tribune, two different reports running giant child and female kidnapping rings and slave camps where they also use them just, it was from sex slavery right down to sweatshops. I mean, actual slaves, folks, out of Europe and the Middle East. And nothing's going to be done. This really is the ruling elite's modus operandi, the tie that binds. You know, Dr. Corsi, you know, burrowing into this nest of these people, do you think it's just going to keep unraveling and coming out? Because, frankly, I don't see Rick Perry from his past activities. I see him whitewashing this. I mean, they're already going after these jail guards and people for things like criminally extending sentences and hiring felons. They're not going after them for the really hardcore stuff.
Well, I think with us bringing national attention to it, Alex, it's going to be a lot harder to bury this in Texas. And with the whole scandal over the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys by Gonzalez and the congressional investigation that's ongoing, and also the investigation that's ongoing into Johnny Sutton's role, the U.S. prosecutor in El Paso, in prosecuting the Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion, for shooting after a fleeing Mexican drug smuggler, there's plenty of investigations into which this story fits as context. And I think it'll have to be pursued. I mean, if you've got guards and, you know, every level of staff involved in a pedophile scheme within the Texas Youth Commission facilities throughout the state, and it's going to involve dozens of criminal complaints and cases.
They should all be released right now. Whatever crimes they're, I mean, if they're nonviolent, these kids should be out of there now because we know the crime's ongoing.
Well, and the cases that ought to come out of this, you know, you've got 2 years of time in which Brzezinski, this Texas Ranger, was pressing. He had the investigation pressing somebody to get prosecuted. Now, that's 2 years of abuse in these facilities throughout the state of Texas. The children suffered that they didn't have to suffer. And I would think that that would lead to some excellent lawsuits.
That makes criminally, not just civilly, I mean, that clearly meets the standard of being complicit after the fact and really fostering all this happening. Alberto Gonzalez and Johnny Sutton, they need to be indicted for covering this up.
Well, that's right, because, you see, it's not just the instance now where we can prove that there was instances of child abuse going on in these facilities, but there was a conspiracy to commit sodomy and other sexual acts with minor children in these facilities. Now, if that information came to Johnny Sutton and to Alberto Gonzalez, and we know it did because we have the letters in which both the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice and Johnny Sutton's office, Bill Baumann, the same assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted the Gil Hernandez case, they wrote a declined prosecution, which made it clear they knew that there was an investigation that was conducted. Now, if that investigation turns out to have been that they should have known it was a conspiracy to commit these acts, and yet they didn't prosecute or investigate, I think the burden of proof on Sutton and Gonzalez is going to increase dramatically as to why they were negligent in their duties. Were they criminally negligent in their duties to investigate when they had information these offenses were occurring?
Well, they're also criminally negligent with all these Mexican troop incursions and shooting and killing Border Patrol and sheriff's deputies. I mean, these guys are just absolute crooks.
Right. Well, and the way I think that they're going to take a fall on this, Alex, is, you know, the kind of ways I've been taught and I've always done investigations. I remember back in the McClellan Committee days when the proof that the Teamsters were being penetrated by gangsters got down to their hotel bills and, you know, the room, you know, the looking to see their laundry was being paid for through the rooms they were holding in the hotels, not by the union, but by the mobsters. You could say to this guy, if you're a union official, why does this mobster over here pay your hotel bill?
Well, here's another example. I talked to somebody who I know very well, very truthful person. They mentioned to me back in the late 80s being at a huge Mexican mafia meeting where, you know, La Raza, Mecha, and Gonzalez was one of the key people there in his suit the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, this guy is just something else.
Well, you're going to here's the hard evidence you've got here that's like the hotel bill.
Well, stay there. We're going to break. Let's do 5 more minutes on the other side, sir, and I'll let you get back to your important work, and I'm going to cover international news and take more calls. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure Soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated." Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Scary to admit that criminals are running the government. Both parties, most states are completely criminal run. They're involved in weapons dealing, drug dealing, child porn, because they're evil. They don't have a conscience. They enjoy all the things they do, and they hire their own people. And that's what tyranny is once you get corrupt people in government, it just accelerates. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. I know we have loaded phone lines. I'm going to get to you. Dr. Boiling it down, you were talking about smoking gun evidence. Yeah, your 7-page report up at WorldNet Daily is absolutely amazing. We're linked to it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for folks that want to go link through there. Please, just any other key areas in your investigation that need to be hit on, and give us any other kind of a heads up on what new revelations may be coming out next.
I think, Alex, the next things are going to be to track this report that the Texas Ranger did. He developed this report in February 2005. And to track the timeline through which he was rejected prosecution by the district attorney in the county where it occurred, by the state, Greg Abbott, by the federal U.S. attorney, Johnny Sutton, and by Alberto Gonzalez, in the Civil Rights Investigation Division within the Department of Justice. For 2 years, he tried to get these specific allegations investigated and prosecuted. No one would touch it. Now it's blown up as a huge scandal. We see it's a sex scandal throughout the Texas Youth Commission.
And let's be clear. The federal prosecutor, the state prosecutors, the locals admit in letters that this is going on, but they say maybe they like it.
They said things, outrageous things in the letters. U.S. Attorney's office letter, Johnny Sutton's letter, written by Bill Bauman, the assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted Gil Hernandez, says outrageous things, like maybe that, you know, there was no physical pain suffered by these children. I mean, these are 10-year-olds.
Maybe it was consensual. Now, let's be clear here.
Maybe it was consensual. I mean, first of all, we're talking about criminal sodomy against minors, and the issue of consent is irrelevant. It has nothing to, there's no consent.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, let's flesh that out. And they prosecute people all the time who are 18 and got a 16-year-old girlfriend. And, you know, they've been dating for 5 years. And then they grew up across the street from each other. You know, we've all heard the stories in the news. They prosecute people for the most, you know, petty of stuff where somebody goes to the wrong site and it's 16-year-old girls. Now, you get into this case, this is people who are at a prison, in control, and they're doing this in an organized fashion, and they're hiring felons who have the same sick taste for this. This is a conspiracy. This is racketeering. And then you've got the U.S. attorney and others saying, well, you know, maybe they like it. Maybe it didn't hurt. Maybe it's consensual. It's illegal. It's statutory rape. And anytime someone is under your control, it's rape. This is incredible. Because this is the key here, Dr. Korsky, and obviously you know this. You've written about it. It shows the mind warp that these U.S. attorneys and prosecutors and state prosecutors have gotten so into this culture of denial and evil that they would write letters that legitimizing it. I mean, do they have any idea how incriminating that is for themselves?
That letter is incredibly incriminating, and so is the one from the Criminal Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, because, Alex, it's not only that there are instances of sodomy and other sexual abuse with minors going on in these institutions, but it's a conspiracy to commit these acts. Because to be hired, the people who were hired into the Texas Youth Commission system, they knew they had felony records, they knew they had sexual misconduct records, they knew they were looking at pornography on state computers on work time, and that was all okay. In fact, it was probably a prerequisite to get a job.
And again, this also keeps good men and women from having jobs.
Right, but a conspiracy to commit a crime is far more serious an offense than just the commission of the crime.
And it also, again, these criminal networks can't have good cops, good jail guards in their system.
That's right. Everybody has to be part of the deal. Otherwise, it can't go on. And this evidently went on in the Texas Youth Commission for years. It was at least, you know, Brzezinski has been trying to blow the whistle on it for 2 years.
Well, I know parents for a long time have tried to go public, too, but usually they just send a SWAT team by the house and claim they're drug dealers or, you know, go raid their house and claim they're doing stuff. And that's how these rings work.
Well, I'm publishing it, you know, chapter and verse on World Net Daily right now and interviewing the people involved. And we're going to get it in front of the nation.
So you really think the governor's office, I mean, they claim they're going after all these people, but you know Rick Perry. I mean, you're routinely up here criticizing him. I mean, do you have any faith he'll have a real investigation now?
I think they're going to have to do something with this light of day shown on it. I think they are going to... The entire board of this Texas Youth Commission has resigned. They don't have anybody left there running it who was running it before the scandal broke.
Yeah, but they all, I mean, listen, these people, these prosecutors, all of them, need to be arrested now.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people who need to be arrested right now, and this thing, I think, is going to take a huge crashing fall.
And I think some of them need to be executed, too, because I think a conspiracy against children is one of the worst crimes there are. We need to teach these people a lesson.
There's clearly, you know, the seriousness of these offenses, and people are saying, well, why isn't it just handled on a state level? When you get this kind of a criminal conspiracy operating within a statewide system, you know, you've got an offense here that's a federal level of violation.
And it's being carried out by the bureaucracy.
Being carried out by the bureaucracy of the state, and the state attorney general evidently also declined to take this up and prosecute it.
Now, you've got to know, as bad as Texas is, Florida's worse.
Well, I'm sure, and there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. They're going to be saying, no, it's all, you know, Randall's fault, Randall Raymond over here in Ward County, because he wouldn't ask Abbott to come into it, who is the attorney general in Texas. We have to wait until he's asked before Abbott can get involved. Well, you know, that's just not the case, because you've got the Texas Ranger showing that report to everybody at every level of government and saying, at your level, at the level of the attorney general, you don't need the permission of the county to go into this, because it's a statewide offense committed across counties. So you don't need to wait until some county asks you to come in.
Abbott, oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, just the excuses. Why do you think that these different high-level officials would write letters trying to legitimize this back to investigators? I mean, that is just off the charts.
Yeah, I think they just lost all contacts with reality. They forget they're writing about sodomy and saying that they have to have physical pain or the consent makes a difference when you're talking about children. In a penal
These are innocent children, most of them in there for no reason.
Right, or, you know, they're in there, supposedly wards of the state, not in there to be made into a sex camp.
Now, I don't want to go into too many of the details, but closing, because all I have is what's in the papers, what we've heard from law enforcement sources, about the, I mean, any other details about the full nature? Because you said sex parties.
Some of the more egregious statements that are coming out is evidently the boys were raped. You know, they were aroused from their sleep at night. They were made to participate in group sex parties with the guards and other supervisors at these institutions. I mean, I'm sure there was a whole range of offenses going on.
Sounds like just a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, and I'm sure any boy who was in that knew within the first hour they were in the facility what the whole game of the whole joint was, and either you played or you got badly abused in other ways.
But it looks like if 93% of their sentences got extended, because that's how juvenile hall works, is they just keep it going forever to get the most money. This is incredible. I mean, this...
It's an institutionalized form of pedophilia aimed at, you know, sexual abuse of boys who were underage by people who were hired by the state of Texas to be their supervisors and administrators. It's the state of Texas putting in a position of authority pedophiles to prey on a captive group of minor youths who have no alternative but to stay locked up in the facility
and
be abused.
When some dirtbag pedophile grabs a 10-year-old off the street and rapes him, people call for the death penalty. And this is being whitewashed in our media. And then you read a letter from a state official saying, well, maybe it didn't hurt. Maybe they wanted it. I mean, what is going on here?
And to have Attorney General Gonzalez and U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton saying, no, but, you know, it's okay. When Mexico asks, we'll go prosecute a law enforcement officer who violated the civil rights of an illegal alien who was in here smuggling drugs or participating in a conspiracy to smuggle human beings in here and driving in a van or riding in a van that's trying to run over the police officer. I mean, their civil rights have to be protected by Johnny Sutton. What about the civil rights of these incriminated, you know, these boys who are incarcerated here and are being pounded on by the guards who were hired to be their supervisors?
I mean, it's
ugly, and it's going to get uglier.
Well, I'm just mad that they're arresting people for knowingly hiring thousands of felons. Thousands. You had to be a felon. But
I'm asking the questions, Alex. Why did it take 2 years? What were you guys doing when you had this information? Why did you sit on it? What were you thinking?
Maybe they should ask Jeff Gannon.
Did they participate? Maybe they should. Were you participating in allowing this culture to exist? Are you going to be culpable?
Well, look, this isn't your first rodeo, Dr. Corsi. Dr. Corsi, you've done research. You've been around. This just keeps popping up with Republicans.
It does. And I think the American people are going to get sick and tired of it. And the problem is, you know, a lot of these issues are bipartisan issues. I mean, the reason the Democrats won't look into it is the Democrats don't want to offend.
Oh, I agree. I mean, Barney Frank got caught running an underage
client.
Brothel. Barney Frank got caught running an underage brothel out of his Maryland townhouse. I mean, we know they're involved too, but I mean, it's just 9 times out of 10, it's Republicans popping up with this. Maybe the Democrats just hide it better. I mean, this is scary. Dr. Corsi, I'm scared. I mean, if we got people running the government like this, we're in deep.
And it's got to be exposed. The people have got to be aware of it. And Republican or Democrat, this behavior is absolutely unacceptable. It's not only criminal, it's shocking and horrifying. To think that we would allow this to go on in the United States of America is horrifying.
Any inkling on what's coming out next? You're talking to the governor's office and they're...
I'm digging into it and right, these cases take a while to dig into. More facts will come to light. But tomorrow I'll have another major article on WorldNet Daily. And I'll report tomorrow that is the sexual abuse scandal was now known to be widespread, all the offices of the Texas Youth Commission throughout the state involved, and employees from the top to the bottom, all involved, thousands of cases, likely to be, should be hundreds of investigations and arrests and prosecutions. And if there aren't, we'll want to know why there aren't.
Well, because they'll tell the judge, you bring me in here, I'm going to burn you.
Well, they'll tell them the boys didn't suffer any pain and they consented to it. That's what the letters from the U.S. Attorney and the Criminal Division of the Justice Department say, the Civil Rights Division. Look, I linked to the letters today in the article I wrote in WorldNet Daily. Read the actual letters.
Now, you were telling my producer that some of the government sites are now down?
I told SPP.gov has been down all day. They say the path name to it is not valid. I've been trying to get into the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a North America primary website of the Department of Commerce all day long, and it no longer exists.
Uh-oh, they may have decided to pull that.
I don't know. I mean, it's first assumption is going to be it's a technical glitch. Let's see how long it stays down.
Well, I hope that's not the case because we need that for research purposes. Dr. Corsi, thanks for all the time.
Alex, anytime. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
And I know it's tough to have to cover these stories. It takes bravery, too, because this is a national, international network, but good job.
It's got to be covered. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. The group doing this, folks, is international in scope, and they're the folks that carried out 9/11. They're the people killing our country. They're the people getting rid of our borders. They're the people doing it all. Do you understand? They're evil. Evil. You've got 4,700 employees, 4,600 employees, and over half of them are felons. You understand? They need felons. And I'm telling you, they're crooks. Most people in these key positions in government are crooks. And if you see a CPS worker, folks, I don't mean the type that are involved in adoption or the ones that are involved, you know, with autistic children, but I mean the hardcore stormtrooper, go grab the baby CPS worker. Conservatively, half the time they like to rape children, small children. The worst, I mean, and just have to look at these people. And I've been to court, I've covered these folks, I've seen them when they're grabbing kids at the hospital. You talk about tearing your heart out, folks. I'd rather charge, you know, machine gun nests than have to watch the things I've seen. I've seen cops, you know, you open the door and they're choking a woman, telling her to sign her baby away, and the cop stands up and yells, get out of here, with his hand still on her neck. I mean, I've seen hell, folks. I've seen hell. And I know they're all over the place. I mean, literally, real live monsters. They don't have green tentacles and slime coming out their mouths. They're human beings. You know, they're not, you know, they're not boogeymen under the bed, folks. They're real. They got guns. They got badges. And they're going to carry out more terror. Again, their bosses carry out the terror so they can bring in the police state to stop us from stopping them. Don't you understand that, America? We have become so evil. These people are all over the place. They're everywhere. And, you know, some of them just do it for money, others do it for power, others do it for prestige. You know, a lot of it's just financial corruption, boss hog type stuff. But then, see, then they can't tattle on the pedophile because then they'll get in trouble for their bid rigging. And then they can't tattle on the, and then you get to the top of it, it's a bunch of eugenics elites who openly say they want to kill most of the population. I mean, you get into real decadence and real sickness. Then, we got to get an article out on this. The Steve Watson or Paul Watson, somebody, because Corsi just told you what he's going to write about tomorrow. And he just broke all that here. We need to get this out immediately on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And I'm going to twist some arms. But I twist arms on my writers every day. Hey, listeners out there, you should go write articles about this just off the facts Corsi laid out. You should email them to Kevin@InfoWars.com and Aaron@InfoWars.com and Ryan@InfoWars.com. We'll post them. We can't do it all. I mean, just take what Corsi said, take the other stuff out of the WorldNet Daily article, integrate it with the other. There's hundreds of articles in the state of Texas now about this. I mean, all those years I told you that they were going to make you use your driver's license to buy and sell. It's going to be on Fox TV locally tonight here. All those years I told you they would they were doing this in the juvenile halls in Texas, that it was a guild, that it was a group. I mean, now it's in the news. I mean, folks, we know what we're talking. Believe me, I wish this wasn't true. They carried out 9/11. And they're saying, get ready for nukes and bioweapons? I mean, I don't want to be there where my babies are dying because these killers released a bunch of bird flu because they want to reorganize society. They enjoy it. You understand this is life and death. Help us get the word out. Go to InfoWars.com. Get America Freedom to Fascism. Get the new film, Riddles in Stone, America's Secret Beginnings. We just started carrying. It just came out. Get Terror Storm. Make copies. Get them out to people. Go to the message boards. Go to your email list. Go to your MySpace account. Call into talk radio. Tell them about InfoWars.com. All I want to do is reach people. I almost don't want to get bigger. It makes me more of a target for these people, but then that's only 10% of my psyche. The other 90% says, no, I want to get as big as possible, and I want to force them to move against us. I want to just fight them and fight them and fight them until we're at the gates of hell. You know, I mean, I just want to reach people. I want to save these people in these torture camps all over the world. I want to help the people being killed in Iraq. I want to help our Americans. I want to beat these people. I want to help the Mexicans and the colonies down in Mexico. I want to help everybody. Help us get the word out.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We don't need no education.
We don't need any thought control, not your dark sarcasm in your government classrooms. Riddles and Stone, the secret architecture of Washington, D.C. Find out that our government's run by devil worshippers. And then you'll understand why they do what they do. You see, you need to get The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., second volume in Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, available at InfoWars.com. All right, I'm going to blitz through five calls. You each get 1 minute. Lynn in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. It's so nice to talk to you, and this is one of the most powerful shows I've heard you do since I've been listening to you. which is on Coast to Coast the last visit.
Well, thank you.
Now, I've been listening to you every single day, and today I'm listening to you, and all of a sudden, I lost the stream. And it makes me, Dr. Corsi said he was having problems online. I wasn't offline, so I tried to get you back up. I couldn't get you back up, no matter how hard I tried.
Well, the problem is we do have a lot of people tuning into the streams, and I think we were having a few glitches today. Were you listening via the net? Were you listening via the Genesis streams off their site or my streams?
iTunes. I was listening to you on iTunes. I've been listening every day.
No, but are you listening to the Genesis-provided stream or the stream I provide?
Yes, Genesis.
Well, we'll have to get them to work on that. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Call me back tomorrow, Lynn. We can talk more. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Just wanted to let you know that Dylan Avery put up
the Building 7 blueprint diagrams. We're going to get them up on Prison Planet.
Okay, great.
Anything else?
I just want to know, last week you were saying how none of the Truth Movement sites were covering the Rosie O'Donnell case. I run a site, Truth or Lies.
Well, they did after it broke. Just at first they weren't.
Well, I was covering it. I always cover your stories. I put your stories all over my site. I have your films all over my site. So
what's your website?
It's truthorlies.org.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Great site. Good to hear from you, Mike. Sorry you're at the end. You bet. Lucas in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I'm sorry I didn't want to call in today, but I got some very time-sensitive, important information to give you. I didn't know if you knew about the Mark Cuban Halifaxan connection, but Halifaxan was the biggest 9/11 truther on YouTube, and Magnolia Pictures singled him out and deleted all his YouTube videos off. Okay, now this was done by Mark Cuban. Now,
videos did this guy have up?
He had almost 200 9/11 videos with about almost a million websites linked to his different videos. Now,
okay, I remember hearing that name and seeing some of those videos. What did Magnolia Pictures do?
They basically subpoenaed Google, YouTube, and iFilms to find out who he was and had all his accounts and all his 9/11 videos deleted.
Why? Because he had their stuff up?
He had a small clip of Enron, of the smartest guys in the room, in his account. But that's the thing. They didn't ask him to take it down. They deleted all his 9/11 videos. Okay, this is huge. How can somebody that's going to promote loose change, on the other hand, single out a 9/11 truther? You know, how many Magnolia videos are on YouTube?
You need to do an article about it. We're out of time. Get a story together with the facts. Let's go ahead and talk to Morgan in Washington. Go ahead.
Alex, I just want to tell you something real quick. It's interesting up here. I live up close to the Canadian border, and, you know, soon they're going to have to use the chipped passports. It costs about $95.
But they're saying now they're going to accept specially enabled state driver's licenses that are really North American Union IDs.
They absolutely had Michael Chertoff here with our illustrious Governor Gregoire, and they graciously consented to let these people who live on the border that go back and forth all the time have a driver's license with a chip in it for only $45 extra.
That's the full North American Union ID. Absolutely. Well said. It's documented. Andrew in Missouri, last caller. Hit us. Okay, he's gone. All right. Sorry, no more calls. Out of time. Seriously, if you believe in what we're doing, support us. Visit the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com or call the toll-free number and get the videos. Get them out. Expose the terrorists before they make their next move. We can stop them. God bless you all. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.